Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
Check this. Mic check, mic check. Are we good? I think we're good. What up, y'all? We back on the Michael 3 White Podcast. Is back. You know, it's one of those things where I can't just let this go just yet. Every time I think through how I want to rebrand or evolve as a person, and especially showing up on the podcast, things of that nature, you know, I'm like, do I keep this podcast? Do I not? I don't know. But the whole journey of this life experience and the human nature and human experience is that we constantly evolve, we change. Some things will change, some things won't. And if you feel the need to change, then change. But if you don't, you don't. All that to say is we coming back with the podcast. This time, we'll talk quickly about the journey. We'll talk a little bit about some of the this aspect of the content that I'm looking to deliver online. And and then today's topic, because it's one that's really got me fired up. But all that to say, my name is Ray White. If you're listening to On the Mic with Ray White for the first time, welcome. We've been on this journey for about 5 years now, pre-pandemic, and then pandemic accelerated a lot of things to where in addition to talking about life lessons, self-reflection, equip people to take action, really started talking more about leadership, talking about DE&I, diversity, equity, inclusion, sharing some stories and lessons that I've experienced, but tying it back to the way that we can lead others and well, which is part of my MO, part of my identity, how I want to move and shake in these corporate and community spaces. And I've been working on deciding if I want to let this particular channel, this RSS feed for those techie folks out there when it comes to podcasting, if this needs to rebrand and change, or do I create something different? I don't know why I stay tripping. I don't know why I keep overthinking that. What I'm essentially going to do is create a new RSS feed that's going to be more specific to leadership development, organizational development, supporting mid-level, middle managers in corporate spaces, really tying into some of the coaching and consulting work that I am doing in this space, and be a little bit more like scripted. Still me, right? You can't take the boy out of the podcast game, but a little bit more intentional focus with that lane. We're going to do that. But over here though, I still love just to talk on the mic and just give 2 cents, give my perspective, give some reflections on things. I know my wife will love it, because then I'll share it to the podcast instead of just talking her ear off. So here we are. On the Michael 3 White Podcast coming back. Be a little bit more laxed than how I've been doing it. If you see me on YouTube or even her previous podcast, it's going to be a little bit more just kind of relaxing in the way that I speak, and less scripted, less edited, but still doing my very best to provide you value and impact in that way. Hence the reason why I'm in this chair instead of in my normal spot, which is like over there somewhere, as I'm pointing and looking at the screen, checking time. So all that to say, welcome. Thank you. Long intro. We get into it. So, like I just said, we are back on the podcast with a little bit of fresh, updated conversation. Yes, I'll plug some of the things I'm doing with the Mid-Level Leadership Club every once in a while, but I would want to be able to talk about on this channel the things that a little bit more, things like the professional development side, what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling, what's going on in the world, things I want to really riff on. And if you are interested in riffing with me on these things, or have a topic or two to share, I would love to have you either come on the pod, or, and you know, we could talk through some of those topics that relate to you, or we could also, you could send in a voice memo, because that's the thing now, right? And I can sync it up to the podcast, and we can have your voice shared and talk a little bit more intentionally about your thoughts and concepts from previous episodes. Or if I plan ahead, which sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, I may request feedback or request responses to be on the show, and we can talk about it there. It's kind of like a radio show, you know what I'm saying? Like caller number one. So that's all. Let's say if you are interested in either being on the pod or want to send a voice memo, you can DM me at Ray Devante on all social media platforms. Pretty most active on Instagram and LinkedIn, as well as Threads. Shout out to Threads. Threads is becoming a new one for me since Twitter, aka X, went off the board. So here we go. So that's hey, that's what's happening there. We're also, yes, it'll be a main topic. There'll be maybe some listener or voice listener responses or just guests on the show to talk through the podcast as well. And then probably leave you with like a final word, or I leave you with this or something like that, just to get you going on your day. The goal is to make this once a week. It might be twice a week, depending on what's happening in the world or what's going on in my lifetime. I'm like, yo, I got to come to the pod, talk about it. I might sit in this chair. I might sit in that chair. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we're all rambling. Let's talk about today's topic. All right. I am a father of three boys now, wife in almost 9 years, and my identity, one of my identities that I often reflect back on, is being an athlete. Today, day and age, we are currently coaching two of our kids in baseball. We've been coaching for the past like 3 or 4 years in different sports, soccer, basketball, now baseball. Our oldest kid does a little bit of golf every once in a while. They swim as well. They do chess. They do all kinds of activities. Kids are everywhere. They do all the things. But as we dive deeper into the youth sports culture and dive deeper into the age of social media, the age of athletics and competition, and the development of the youths when it comes to this, we're learning, or I'm learning, and I'm witnessing a lot more about this subculture of parents, of coaches, of players, and the dynamics in which they all live in it, right? So you have some of these, we'll probably bucket these in a couple ways. One, you have those hyper-competitive people who all they care about is the dubs. All they care about is the getting the win and being the very best and competing at a very high level, which I get that, and dominating, right? Domination. We'll call that dominating group. There's another group. The second group is the group that is, they like to compete. They like to be out there. You know, but it's not all about that. It's more so, hey, it's a fun activity to do with my friends. There's another group that is just getting into the game and they're learning what it's like to play on a team like the very, very first time. And then there's another group that is forced to be out there because their parents told them they needed to. And sometimes it's a vicariously adult who says, I did this as an adult and I want you to do this as an adult. So you're going to do this too. Spectrum, right? Sometimes they overlap, sometimes do them by the day, sometimes by the age, sometimes it's just by the weather, right? Welcome to Oregon. Sometimes it rains, the next day it comes hot, people start tripping out. But the struggle that I'm currently going through is that being a person who has gone through those steps of playing sports since I was 6, all the way up to, you know, competitively in college, to 22, seeing the gamut, seeing the range, knowing and desiring that personally, I do want to do my very best and I do want to be a very competitive person, and really reworking my mind, especially post-college, now that it's been almost 10 years, over 10 years, that athletics is not my only identity. Like there are other things that I like to do and can do and want to do, and my self-worth isn't wrapped up in the wins and losses. And so working on that, and been working on that, right? This ain't no therapy session, but just letting y'all know, working on that, transitioning to now having children and being that coach who's stepping out into the world and stepping into this space, creating an environment where we want these kids, especially at this age. And as they get older, it still continues. It's just the level of competitiveness rises, but the basics of it, of fundamentals, of team atmosphere, of giving your very best effort and having a great attitude, or working on your attitude, knowing how to respond to situations, being able to teach appropriate situations and perspectives that will carry forward as they continue on their journey. And also just being encouraging and saying, yo, we're excited that you're being here, especially for those kids that are in these stages of, you know, they're either talented and want to keep developing, or they're happy to be there, you know, especially in that middle area, just really making it a fun atmosphere. And then for those that just are asked, you know, because we're babysitting for these kids, essentially, still make it fun and safe for them too. Like, we don't want to continue to ostracize those kids, but let them know, hey, you have a part of this team too, and you can, you know, develop in this sport, but more so develop well as an adult, be an adult developer, right? Whatever that means. So the challenge that I struggle with is engaging in the dominant identity or the dominant characteristics and the forcing characteristics, which can have the same type of perspective. So being like, all we do is win, 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 no matter what. Move, get out the way. I don't know why I'm doing rap lyrics, but that can really get to me because it takes away from what the game could potentially be, the integrity of it. Because then you have, and we've all witnessed it, so this ain't nothing new. Parents or kids who are yelling at the call or yelling at the refs or the umpires or frustrated that the kid or the situation isn't going the way that they wanted to, or only focusing on the scoreboard more than the other stats that help create a well-rounded team and a well-rounded person, right? And even just like the level of some of these leagues that we're a part of is really geared towards the development of the player versus more than a competition. Like, yes, we're competing, and that is known. We're competing. That's why we play games. That's why we are showing up in this way. But we're not putting a heavy emphasis on the stat book when it comes to that. We're putting a heavy emphasis on, hey, like in baseball, did you hit the ball 3 out of the 5 times, right? Were you able to know to throw the ball to first base? Were you able to get the out? Did you know that, you know, when you're running the bases, you got to touch the base? Or, you know, situations like that, like being able to teach those fundamental things and help them think and see the game in a different light, sometimes in a game-like situations, but also in practice, so they get real reps and feel confident and be able to smile. Be able to smile at the end of the day and say, hey, I did my very best. I was supported. I was encouraged. I was valued. I was given some opportunity to grow. And you know what? Like, sure, it wasn't like the best thing or it didn't be perfect, but I have fun, right? At 7 years old, that matters. That matters to me. And maybe that's just me. Maybe it's a Ray White thing that I need to find my place in the coaching sphere, since I'm now diving into that. That is not always going to be, I may not need or may not want to be in that competitive space for my own head's sake, because I don't want it to be all that I am all worried about. Like, hey, did we win this game or not? I need to work on that as the kids get older, as they get engaged and want to continue. And it's one of the topics that I have to talk about with our oldest son, is saying, hey, I can give you instruction. I can teach you certain aspects of the game. And one comment I often say is, and if you so want to continue this sport, if you want to keep playing this sport, these are some of the things that you would experience, so they can get exposed to it. Like, we're not trying to ask you to, I don't know, rob home runs, because there's no, you know, outfield like that out there. Or we're not asking you to turn a double play. I don't even know all the baseball language. I'm literally just a hype man out there. We're not trying to do all that. But what we are trying to do is that these aspects of the game does exist. As you gain more interest, more excitement, more, you know, skills continue to develop, we're going to keep the fundamentals aspect, but it will just continue to rise and continue to work on getting better and better. And that's how you get better, right? All that is not knocking competitiveness. I don't want to be a person that's saying we should never compete. It should never be about the score. It should never be, you know, everybody gets a trophy. I ain't saying that, right? I ain't saying that. Like, you know, there are places and spaces where those things are warranted. I want us to be on an agreement as coaches, as players, as parents, to be on an agreement that it's not always all about that. And we can set up environments where it is about that, and that's where it will live. It lives in this space where we have tournaments, or we have certain games where something is at stake, and they get that experience of this is how it is to be in this area. And we create other spaces where it's like, okay, this is how it is to work on your handles or to work on your bat swing or your work on your footwork and become better and repetitive in that skill set and scrimmage frequently to get that game-like feeling to be ready for the competitiveness of that level. So we have to distinguish the two. I think all around, the competitiveness needs to be a common thread, but being able to recognize the places and spaces when that is necessary or when we really need to like drill it in there and say, yo, we're down by two. We need to get these runs. We need to score. Here's the world we're going to make. Here's what we need to do to get there, right? And then once it's all over, if we're in that competitive space, once it's all over, we hug our kids. We pat them on the head. We dap them up. We give them a kiss. We tell them congratulations. Or we tell them, hey, that's okay. You're more than this. Here's what I loved about your game. Or here's what I loved about your experience. And here's where some areas where you can improve on. Or you can even ask them, which is something I'm working to do now, is saying, hey, what did you see today? How did you feel? What were some of your thoughts about this? Hey, this is what I saw that I thought you did really amazing. Oh, hey, you just missed the ball by that much. But you know what? I appreciated how you recovered and then you did the job well afterwards, right? Like, and then being able to be the one that is showcasing, hey, along the way, this is what I've noticed in game 5 all the way to game 10 and just showing the growth in that way and encouraging them too. I just think that we maybe doing a detriment in youth sports, trying to make it all dominating competitive environment and name it. That might not be the case. And may not every kid wants that, but we can still be agreed upon. We're going to compete and this is what competitiveness looks like. We can agree upon the same rules that we all are abiding by in this season, in this space. So everybody can get a relatively similar experience, similar, not the same, similar, because some kids' skills will progress. Some kids will not be that great, but coaches will be noticing certain things. But it's like, hey, common thread. Here are the 5 things we want to make sure every kid experiences and make sure we focus on that and let that be the focus. And if you can reach this level, great, but don't force it. Don't force it. And if you are looking to take it to the next level, if you do want to get into the more competitive leagues or the, outside direct leagues, we have a space over here for that and you can go there. So eventually, in a few years, my tone might change because I might be back in that competitive space if our kids want to, and I might have that level of perspective. And I might be like, yo, yeah, we need to be up doing something every day, every hour, practicing these fundamentals, watching film, doing these things. That might change the way I look at that. But at the end of the day, remembering their kids. It's not their whole identity. They're more than the wins and losses. They're more than the failures. They're more than the success. They're quality human beings that deserve to be loved and worthy of beyond their output and what they produce. So that's my rant. I riff with that. What are your thoughts on youth sports? Am I wrong? Like, am I tripping? That might be something. Am I tripping to thinking this way? Is there something I'm missing? And this is for other coaches and other spaces. That question is for other parents who have a different perspective. Like, I really want to know. And you could tell me, like, yo, I just want to talk to you about this. I don't want to be on a pod about this. That's fine too, because I'm also a person that wants to make sure my worldview is expanding and not just focus on what I see and it's right. I'm not saying this is right. I'm saying this is what I think. And what I think could be different than your experience, your perspective, because of what goals that you have and your kid has, or whoever it is in your world that you're hoping to get competitive to push to that point, or even the kids that don't want to be there. There might be a perspective of like, hey, I just want them to be exposed to this environment just to get a well-rounded student and say, this is what I was about, right? Let me know, because I don't have all the answers. I just want to be able to share. This is what I've been processing and thinking. This is what it makes me feel. And this is how I will want to help set up the kids that I'm helping coach and the kids that are in our household to experience while they're playing sports or any activity that they do that, yes, you can do well. Yes, you can succeed. Yes, you can be somebody who is excellent in this work. And yes, it's going to take a lot of work to do that, but you can do it if you want to do it, and we can show you how to do it. But at any point you feel like, ugh, you know, I really don't want to do this, or if it changes your identity or changes the way you show up to work, show up in the work, I need to be the type of parent to step back and say, okay, wait, are we doing too much? Are we pushing you too hard? Is this truly what you want to do? Are you living a dream that you think I want to live? So on and so forth. All right. Let me know what you think. Voice note, DM at Ray Devante. If you want to talk to me directly, talk on a pod, we'll talk about it. You sports, what is going on? I told somebody the other day that I might title the podcast or a series called You Sports WTF or TFW, which I think still means for the world. I don't know. These kids these days. Anyway, I'll leave you with this. Love yourself. Love one another. If you have a thought, an idea that you really want to share, share it to the world. You know, and just make sure that people know that they're more than what they produce. All right. Go ahead and do that. Let me know. Yeah, that's all I had to say. Follow me on Ray Devante on all social media platforms. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. If you like this, great. Let me know. If you don't, you're like, Ray, you're doing too much. Let me know. And either way, I probably will keep doing this too. Continue to share your story with others and see me out on the ball field. Talk to you soon. Peace.